92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. No ice is safe ice. We hear it all the time from the DNR. Now the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is echoing the refrain. A 23-year-old man was trying to walk across the Fox River in Oshkosh this week when he broke through the ice. He was able to get out of the water and get to shore, where he called 911. A passerby who saw him struggling also called 911. The man got assistance from law enforcement and first responders and thankfully was not injured. Again, no ice is 100% safe, especially if there's a current like in the Fox River. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. Melissa Kay reports.
State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encourages drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Headlights help keep everyone safe and be more visible to other drivers. Remember that automatic light settings aren't always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommends checking your headlights for ice, snow, and other debris that can restrict visibility.
It's also important to remember that headlights should be white or amber without decorative covers. A couple universities in the Wisconsin system have some big plans now that the State Building Commission has approved $206 million to be used statewide. At UW-Milwaukee, some of that money will go toward fixing water leak seals at Chapman Hall. Meanwhile, $137.5 million is earmarked for the renovation of Polk Library at UW-Oshkosh. The commission also approved funding for some improvements at Winnebago Mental Health Institute, which serves patients and inmates statewide. A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR, for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report black bear den locations to help with an ongoing study on black bear reproduction. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill, why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today could be a big severe weather day. We have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into early evening, and we're looking at the potential for hail, damaging wind gusts, and even tornadoes. So stay weather aware today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. Thunderstorms with heavy rain tonight. Tomorrow will be much, much colder. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.